Welcome back to Mac Minutes, episode 79 for Tuesday, June 2nd. Apple announces Apple Watch Activity Challenge in celebration of World Environment Day, June 5th. And Alaskan Apple Users Group holds virtual meeting. This is the Mac Minutes podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes podcast. Let's go to the show. In this episode, we will discuss Apple's announcement today that it has scheduled its next Apple Watch Activity Challenge for June 5th in celebration of World Environment Day. You can see an example of the awards at the Mac Minutes website at macminutes.blubrry.net. This challenge encourages Apple Watch owners to fill their stand ring by standing and moving around at least 1 minute during 12 hours on Friday, June 5th. Apple did not hold an Apple Watch Activity Challenge for Earth Day last month, likely in an effort to encourage people to stay home and practice social distancing due to COVID-19. This year marks the first activity challenge in celebration of World Environment Day. World Environment Day, celebrated on June 5th every year, is celebrated in many countries around the world, meaning Apple's upcoming activity challenge should be global. First held back as far as 1974, World Environment Day has become a global platform for public outreach with participation from over 143 countries annually. Apple today stated the following: "Stand up for the planet on World Environment Day. Close your stand ring on June 5th and earn this award by getting up and moving around for at least 1 minute during 12 hours that day," they finished. Activity challenges allow Apple Watch users to collect virtual trophies available through the achievement tabs of the activity application on iOS. There are also special stickers that can be used with messages and FaceTime. I now want to change topics and talk about the Alaskan Apple Users Group, which is referred to as AAUG and is available to Mac Minutes podcast listeners. With Zoom virtual meetings, we now have participants from the East Coast to the West Coast. We don't have any international participants yet, but you are certainly welcome. Our first event is a membership meeting on June 10th at 7 to 9 p.m. Alaska time, where there is a formal presentation followed by questions. The second event is a computers and caffeine meeting on June 23rd. From 10 a.m. to noon, Alaska time, which is a casual setting where participants can bring their computer issues on a first-come, first-served basis. You can stay online as long as you want or as little time as you want. The Zoom meetings will be posted on the AAUG and Mac Minutes Facebook group websites. If you are a listener who doesn't use Facebook, you can get the Zoom codes by emailing John Scudder@gmail.com. The Mac Minutes and AAUG groups would enjoy having you as a participant. Both groups are expected to hold their events virtually for the time being. If you have a question, please get a hold of me and I can answer them in a future episode. The Mac Minutes webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and there's other great tech happenings. For the Mac Minutes listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well and look forward to seeing you on the next week's Mac Minutes. Thank you again for listening to Mac Minutes. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself during the upcoming week, and we'll see you soon on the Mac Minutes Podcast.